T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show just flying by today. We are already in our fourth and final hour. We've got the very realistic chance that Jeff Samardzija throws in an Arizona Diamondback coming up tonight, and I think he should. You do not hit Buster Posey in the head. I don't care that they buzzed Peralta yesterday. All of a sudden, the uppity Diamondbacks need to be put back in place, and I would like to see Samardzija, who, again, used to hit people playing football, very physical wide receiver, he might do that. I wouldn't deny him doing that. Buster Posey, 7-day disabled list, just erring on the side of caution after you got cracked in the helmet by a pitch from Taijuan Walker last night. It is an off day for the A's in every way possible, as in the tarps are coming off the upper deck. Dave Cavill strikes again, wildly, wildly impressed with the beginning of what we'll now call the Dave Cavill era. The 14-game winning streak era that the Golden State Warriors were enjoying came to an end last night. Klay Thompson wasn't playing, and the Utah Jazz's Scrubbinis ended up beating the Golden State Warrior Scrubbinis at the very end. Not that we're calling anyone Scrubbinis, but it is ridiculous how we talk about lineups as if Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, any two of those three, four of four, whatever combination, you've got a sick basketball team. It's just, you know, like last night, it was at the very end, it was the, Livingston, Clark, Zaza, McAdoo, JaVale lineup. I couldn't help but tweet like, oh, what an interesting lineup from Steve Kerr. Can't wait to see them get a lot of run. They're just playing out the stretch. Everyone calm down. Here's a lineup that matters. They're all so interchangeable and replaceable. Like, as long as you got two of the four out on the court, it really doesn't matter if that's like, and where does David West fit in? With anyone. With all of them. Everything's cool.
How does Sean Livingston incorporate his game into the...
Just easily.
What are you talking? Just fine.
Just, they're fine. It's cool.
What about Patrick McCaw? And then just, don't worry, just...
Relax. Don't worry. This, believe me, the postseason ain't going to come down to Patrick McCaw. You know what I mean? This is not about strength and numbers, dude. This is about four guys going to the Hall of Fame. That's it. Shut up. I love your analytical hot take. If your story doesn't end with, they're the best by a wide margin and probably should win this thing almost easily, you're out of your mind. I don't know what you're watching. So we got all of that to talk about. We've talked about quite a bit of it so far, and we will have plenty of opportunity to preview Blazers-Warriors throughout the week. We got to talk a little NFL. I've been kind of saving this to the last hour right now, and a story by Andrew Brandt is something that I want to share with you, and I'm sure you've already seen this. It's about how our good friends over at the NFL made a choice, and now they need to live with that choice. The reality of football in Las Vegas is officially now taking grip, and NFL players, are you telling me an NFL player cannot hold an event in Las Vegas, but a franchise can relocate there? Okay, explain that one to me. Show me the logical bouncing ball and how it bounces across that sentence in any way that makes sense. So you're telling me we can't do business in Las Vegas, but you're now officially doing business in Las Vegas? Is that what you're telling me? Screw you guys, is kind of how I would look at this if I were one of the players involved in this arm wrestling tournament in Las Vegas that Andrew Brandt was writing about on Monday Morning Quarterback. The NFL's embrace of Las Vegas is one of its markets, and I predict will become a showcase marketplace, says Brandt, has put the league in increasingly awkward and hypocritical positions regarding its evolving anti-gambling position. The NFL, the web the NFL is weaving has been complicated even further this week. The Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championship, which was held last week in MGM Grand in Vegas, featured more than 30 active and retired NFL players, including host James Harrison, Marshawn Lynch, and Bart Scott. The league, which shut down players such as Tony Romo from appearing at a fantasy football convention less than 2 years ago, because the location, it was just in a casino. It was in a casino's ballroom. And That was too much. Remember, gambling was the boogeyman. Gambling was the one thing that was going to make Las Vegas a non-starter in terms of the NFL ever going there. Do you remember that? That used to be the reality that we all lived in. $750 million later, reality changes. And it changed quickly. And now the NFL needs to start changing its Vegas attitude quickly. Again, how can you do multiple billion dollars worth of business there, but these players can't have a charity event? Explain that one to me. Because it goes even further. In the run-up to the launch of the Las Vegas Raiders, possibly in 2020, there's going to be an increasing numbers of these situations that shine a light on the NFL's mixed message here. And Brant just has a couple of ideas and scenarios, which are already telling you, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth here. Virtually every single team has a sponsorship deal with a daily fantasy company. Daily fantasy football is just a clever way of saying gambling on football. That's what fantasy is. It's gambling.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is. It's not really like gambling. Because it's no, it's gambling. It's gambling on football, period. End of story. Shut your mouth. But it's cool. League kind of loves it. Nothing keeps an audience more than a fantasy week of football. This game is all but over, but my running back is two first downs away from putting me in the first place. I'm watching to the end. Fantasy football has been the single best friend an NFL rating ever had. It's amazing how fantasy's kind of cool then in the league. And if you don't believe me, Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones, guys who own teams, are huge early investors in DraftKings. Again, Tony Romo, you can't go to a fantasy convention in a casino, but the guy who owns the team you played for can be an owner of fantasy football. He can own, essentially, a piece of the casino that you're not allowed to go in. This is metaphorically, theoretically.
Right, of course.
Did you know that one of the Packers' lead sponsor is the Oneida Nation Casino right outside of Green Bay? Kind of odd that you'd have a gambling entity endorsing and sponsoring a football team. Oh, by the way, couldn't help but notice that some of these training camp jerseys got state lottery patches on them. That is just a fancy way of saying gambling. Teams continue to hold training camp at the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia. You know, it's at the Greenbrier Resort, a casino. And now the NFL placed one of its name brand franchises in what is nothing short of the gambling mecca of the United States. Before this month, the NFL could claim a moral high ground in the name of, are you ready? Integrity. You know what we got around here? We have integrity. When it comes to gambling, we are integrous. Is that even a word? Can we go with integrous?
I have no idea.
Can we get a ruling? Can we get a ruling on that?
I'm going to give it to you, Damon.
Thank you very much. For $4,000, you get to pick all words today here on the show, Loretta. Before this month, the NFL could claim its integrity. You might as well be lined up next to the same gambler from Temecula who is there with his overweight wife wearing banana tree shirts. You got a plastic yard of beer tied around your neck and you're wondering if that person's going to be leaving that penny slot soon because you know what? You know what that is? That machine's about to hit, and I'm going to go make a fortune off a penny slot. That's what you are now, NFL. You are in the penny slot crowd. Barb and Al from Temecula in their Winnebago, that's you now. It's not classy, but you can make a lot of money off of Barb and Al and their Winnebago. Remember, it's not the whales that build casinos. It's the penny slots. It's the quarter slots. That's where Vegas makes its money. No risk. A whale could actually hurt you for a night, a week, a month.
Yeah.
For the NFL to say that this arm wrestling controversy is now its biggest problem and you're going to fine guys for doing this, I mean, if I were the guys who do this, I would hire a, you got to be freaking kidding me, lawyer. Do they have lawyers who specialize in you got to be freaking kidding me? Because I would go hire one of those guys. You got to be freaking kidding me, Esquire, is who I would be hiring if you find me for doing business in Las Vegas, which, by the way, you just picked as your future home of massive business. Damon, stop gambler shaming. Good job, PenskeAutoSales.com text line. It's just crazy. It's hypocritical. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. It's a double standard. Since we're talking about the NFL, can I give you one piece of information that I've been kind of sitting on all day? I totally forgot to tell you about this, and it's weird because I was talking to him before the show started. Guess who called me this morning? Kirk Morrison.
Remember Kirk?
Kirk is a great guest here on the show. He does San Diego State football. Color commentary.
Aztecs.
He does Fox Sports. He is a radio host. He was a former linebacker for the Oakland Raiders. He is an East Bay guy. Really good guy. We've become kind of pals. And he texted me this morning a little something that made me call him in the afternoon because I wanted to say, are you sure I can put your name on this? And he said, yeah, so let me just go ahead and share with you what Kirk Morrison, who kind of knows football and players and how things work and where guys train and all this stuff very, very well. He is a connected guy. Kirk texted me this morning. He's getting ready. Beast mode. Preparing. I wrote him back. I was like, appreciate it, man. Did you talk with him? He then sends me a video of Marshawn Lynch working out with a medicine ball, and he's not there, so he looks good at the beat. He is working out like he's about to go play some football.
Like he's preparing.
Marshawn Lynch is not working out looking good. He's not trying to. Look, Kevin Spacey's famous line in American Beauty. I just want to look better naked.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch is working out like he's getting ready to go play football. Strap on the old tools of ignorance, if you know what I'm saying. So I wrote him back. I'm like, oh, boy. I'm like, watch the Raiders mess it up and he'll sign with the Patriots. and then he writes back, hey, don't worry about that. And he said, I even asked him. I said, so when it comes to this, can I put your name on it, or would you like to be known as Sources?
Sources.
Would you like to be a Sources in this story, Kirk, or can I attach your name to it? And he said, no, you can go ahead and put my name on it.
Huh.
Marshawn Lynch is going to play for the Raiders unless the Raiders screw it up. It looks like he wants to play. Bad. Don't know. Not officially reporting. We're breaking no news here, but there's no way Kirk Morrison goes out of his way to share that with me unless he had a really good inkling this might happen. So that's kind of exciting.
Absolutely.
And then another little wrinkle to that, there was a story about how relationships really matter in the NFL. And John Schneider, who is the GM of the Seahawks, he worked in the Packer front office with Reggie McKenzie, who we all know is the Raiders GM. And Reggie's deliberate and patient presence totally, like, contrasts with Schneider's exuberance, but the two of them, like oil and water, mix very well.
Oil and vinegar.
Mix very well. Gotta say, oil and water, do not. Can we get a ruling on that, Loretta? Oil and water, mix or do not mix?
Do not mix.
Oil and vinegar,
Match made in heaven.
Thank you very much. Did I tell you that Loretta's getting her own show? Zachariah, you're out. Loretta, now, here on. Marshawn Lynch, currently under control of the Seahawks. He's on their reserve retired list. If he does want to play for his hometown team, Brandt suggests that the current great relationship between Reggie McKenzie and John Schneider will make this easy to get done. Mutual respect. Good relationship. Every business is a people business.
It is. That's for sure.
I did a blog this week.
I read it.
95.7thegame.com. You're the one. 95.7thegame.com. Blog this week is about how you want to gamble? Gamble. Like, I'm talking about in-game betting. Not in-game betting like I can bet on the game that is playing in-game betting. I mean, I can bet on the game at the game. In-game betting for real. I should be able to, since we're doing this in Las Vegas, I should be able to bet this next pass, complete or incomplete, in or out, yes or no. This next series, how many first downs? The over-under is 1.5. You think they got 2 first downs? Take the over, put some money on it, good luck. At halftime, I don't want to go look for a beer. I want to look for a halftime line, go to a window, and make a play. And I don't want to have to be at a casino to do it. I want to do it at the damn stadium. At the stadium in Las Vegas. You know, the gambling capital of the continental United States. Let that happen. Embrace it. Be who you are. There's no way to pretend that you shouldn't gamble if you're living in Las Vegas.
That's what Vegas is.
It's what the whole town is. You know, I'm trying to think like other cities that are connected with certain cultural aspects. I reject the notion that you can even pretend gambling is some sort of vice or taboo as you're moving there. Get out of town. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Tony, you're on 95.7thegame.com. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Jonna, are you doing great?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, it's time to feel great because I'm feeling great about the Warriors. I think they're about to bust out. I think that they're about to play a brand of basketball that's going to leave them with their jaw dropped. I predict.
I agree.
I mean, 16-4.
I'm 16-4. That's your postseason. I'll tell you what, 4 losses is all I really want to allow them in the postseason too. I'm dead. I want to sweep of the Trailblazers. I'll give you a loss against Utah. After that, we won't even predict who might be there. We all know who might be there. We'll see what happens. But I want this team to maybe lose 1 or 2 games at most, and then I want them to beat the Cavs in 5, and that be that.
And I want an MVP that everybody can say, wow, that is the MVP. He is great.
The
MVP of the championship.
Who is it? Who's it going to be?
It's open right now. I mean, I think it's going to be somebody that just comes out of nowhere. I'm going to say Klay Thompson.
If Klay Thompson is the NBA MVP Finals, I would be zero surprised. Zero. I would be. I totally believe it. Totally believe it. Missed him last night. There is no way. We're watching the Utah Jazz get off those threes if Klay Thompson is on the court last night. The toaster was not the missing ingredient. The toaster existed last night. Klay didn't play, and that was a big part of the reason why they lost. You know, we talk about stories here that we think are huge stories, big stories. We're drowning in them. Oh, my God, look at all the attention. Look at the Twitter echo chamber that the story is taking place in. And, oh, my God, we're breathless. We are just beside ourselves. We're outraged and all this stuff. Can you even imagine for a millisecond, if the story over today in Germany was a story about sports here in the United States this afternoon? A German soccer team's bus was bombed today Borussia Dortmund. That is the name of the team. I'm sure I slaughtered it there, but I'm so sorry.
Borussia Dortmund.
I was close.
Yeah.
It was in the neighborhood. Their defender, Mark Bretra, he was injured following explosions near the team bus as it was driving to its home stadium for today's Championship League game against AC Monaco. That game was postponed until tomorrow. Windows were shattered in three explosions near the team bus. He had to be taken to the hospital. Dortmund originally said in a tweet that an incident occurred while the bus was departing for the stadium and confirmed that an explosion had occurred. It is not yet possible to say exactly what the explosion was or exactly where something exploded. The CEO of the team said that the team's location is actually being kept private for security reasons. Good move.
Yeah.
Now, before we go jumping to conclusions, let's put on the record that we're not sure what the explosives were. We're not sure how they originated. No one's taken any responsibility for this. Is this terrorism? Is this hooliganism, which is a big soccer cultural thing? A rabid criminal fan? I don't know. Look, maybe a transformer under the street exploded.
Right. We don't know if it was intended for.
Right. I have no idea. But all I can tell you is that if there were a team in the United States whose bus was involved in a bombing?
Yeah.
I mean, we would be incapable of talking about anything else for a full week. It would be a huge, huge story. It would be so unique. It would be the first. Not to be filed under unique or the first is yet another shooting
in San Bernardino.
Crazy crackpot husband wants to off his wife, decides to go to the elementary school, took a kid with him.
Yeah, shot two kids. One didn't make it. That is just beyond.
Hey, that's a story that like 5 years ago we probably pause and talk about and we spend a week worrying about. I don't even think it didn't even last a full hour in the news cycle. That is the jaded, sad world we're living in. And there is your societal commentary for the program. Loretta, what do you think of the societal program commentary? Should I stay in my lane?
I think it's time to go back to sports, Damon.
Thank you very much. That's why we're going to have you produce the program from now on. Albie, you're relieved of duties. Thank you. Well, Loretta, since you're in charge now, I really hope that you have Marcus Thompson's phone number because we need him on the phone. We're going to talk to him next. We're going to get into the Warriors, their playoff chances, his book, some of the excerpts that are coming out, pretty funny stories, using holy water to get Steph Curry's ankle better. Yeah, Mark Jackson. He did it. He tried anyways. All of that is coming up with our pal Marcus Thompson next here on 95.7 The Game. Our buddy Marcus Thompson's got a book out called Golden. It's about Steph Curry and some of the stories and some of the excerpts that are being published around the web have been pretty, pretty good. The story about Mark Jackson taking Steph Curry to his church, having his wife slash assistant preacher anoint his ankle with holy water and then want him to do laps around the church. I was laughing as I was reading that. I am looking forward to seeing the book, which, by the way, he was nice enough to send us an advance copy of. Marcus Thompson, Bay Area News Group. These are good excerpts that you're leaking out. I think it's getting people really interested in some of these off the record, only rumored stories we've heard about Curry.
It's fun, right? You know, that's the beauty of the book is like you kind of get to dump the kitchen sink in there. And, you know, I'm so used to writing my little 800,000 word columns. You know, now I get to throw the goods in there, you know, the stuff that you don't really have the space to write. So for me, that was the fun part.
Do we have any follow ups from the Drake sitting on Steph's couch eating eggs Instagram video that captivated the world?
Captivated the world, right? I'm like, I should have hung out with Drake and Steph for the book. Like, I was in Toronto with them. I kind of dropped the ball on that. At least get me to In-N-Out Burger or something. It's weird. That's a weird friendship thing. They seem to like not have that much in common, but somehow they really hit it off, and it's pretty genuine. And that was after they spent a bunch of time at the BMW club after the game, like chilling till like 11 o'clock. So he was over there like 2 a.m. It must have been.
Well, all I can tell you is that every time the Warriors hang out with Drake, they lose the next game. Like, that guy's got to stay away come the playoffs. It happened when they lost to the Lakers, when Steph had that 0-for-10 night, and it happened when they lose to Utah after they hang out with Drake.
I think that's just Drake's thing, though, right? Like, everybody loses once Drake gets connected. Like, that's been a thing. Serena had the Serena slam, and Drake shows up at Wimbledon or wherever, the Australian Open or something.
Right.
And she loses. The Raptors blow the series when Drake shows up, you know, courtside. This is just like his thing. He's known for, plateauing people's success stories.
Right. I mean, Nicki Minaj is pretty much donezo as of right now. Kentucky hasn't cut down a net.
Yeah. Meek Mill's done.
Meek Mill, done. You're right about that. He is. He's. What's the opposite of the Midas touch? The Kohan touch is basically what he's got.
The Kohan touch. Coin that.
Marcus Thompson from the Bay Area News Group. It's Warriors, it's Blazers. First thing that comes in your mind, what's the Rorschach test on that?
If the Blazers can play any defense, and I don't think they can, so I think it's going to be one of those 130 to 105 type games. I think the Blazers will get one like huge scoring effort from Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, and they might get a game. But I think that's it. Even if Yusef Nurkic is playing, like, they still don't play enough defense. And he's, you know, he might be a little bit of a problem, but they just – how are they going to guard – who's going to guard Steph and who's going to guard Klay? And then after you decide that, the leftover gets Durant and then Iguodala. It's just – I don't know how they're going to do this. And they don't play D on top of that, so – this should be a pretty easy series.
The whole point, I think, is I don't know how anyone does that. I mean, I really don't know who's got the team that can cover those three guys on the court when the other two dudes might be, you know, Draymond Green about to be Defensive Player of the Year, and whether it's look, it could be Zaza, it could be Zarco. Like, it doesn't even matter.
It could be you.
It could be
you, Damon. Get your Hoosier snap offs on, and
I tell you what, I would like to come out of the tunnel once wearing some candy stripes, show everyone what a real warm up looks like. True tradition.
Right? That was sweet. You know, I feel like San Antonio can throw Kawhi Leonard on Steph, and it can be kind of a monkey wrench, because now it's like, okay, KD, carry the team and get all these other players activated. But we haven't really seen Kawhi do that in a couple of years. So that's probably the one, and LeBron probably has the same ability. But again, like, who guards Kevin Durant? So really, if things go as planned, then it's really going to be about, can Kevin Durant take advantage of the space and opportunity from teams trying to take away Steph? Because you just got to do it. As long as he's active and engaged and in rhythm, you got to try to take away Steph.
Marcus Thompson, Bay Area News Group. I don't know how much of a secret weapon an alley-oop is, but I think there is a level of disguise JaVale McGee alley-oops that are going to come at us this playoff season that we haven't seen. I love when he is either involved or off the ball, seems disinterested. He's like hanging out by the hash mark, and he's so long, he is two strides away from being at the rim.
And they love it. There was one play last game. Steph is like out by the Warriors bench. He just throws it over his head like he's playing around, like a hook shot.
Yeah.
And it's like way off. It's like not even near the rim, and JaVale ducks it home. Like, it's kind of funny when you think about it, because for every one that looks beautiful and perfect, there's like three where they clank it off the shot clock, right?
Right, right.
they're like thinking she's throwing it like JaVale's on a trampoline. It's the reason they love it so much is because the alternative is Zaza Pachulia. And for every time he's given a wide open layup and he blows it or he pump fakes his way out of it, They're like, man, give me JaVale. At least I can just throw it up and he'll dunk it.
The thing about Curry and his pregame warm-ups, which consists of him like throwing the ball like a football or punting the ball like it's a football or something like that. He's got all these weird, like he does a little bowling sometimes, and obviously that's not in play. But all that stupid little razzle-dazzle stuff that you're like, that's a waste of time, that's useless. Like, I swear to God, I've seen him make that hook shot three in warm-up, and when you turn it into how you start an alley-oop, like, there's always a little method to his madness, don't you think? I blew Marcus Thompson away with that point so much that he dropped his phone and is in a stunned silence. I understand. It's not the first time I've done that to someone.
It happens.
It does happen. When
you did blow me away. I dropped my phone and lost my breath.
I am glad.
Like, that was incredible.
I'm glad that someone resuscitated you.
Here's the real trick. What if Steph does that in the game to justify doing it before the game? What if it's the cart before the horse, just so you can leave him alone about the horse?
It might be.
Nah, marinate on that.
You know what? Speaking of blown minds, now I'm going to go silent for 10 seconds.
This is great.
That was really good, man. Thank you very much. You blew me away. You made me think. I had to think. That was, by the way, that was only like 4 seconds of dead air. That's how rough that is in radio. Marcus Thompson, it's good to have you here. No Draymond, no Iguodala tomorrow night. Luke Walton is so desperate to lose this game due to what could happen with their lottery pick that I wouldn't be surprised if Luke dresses and plays and tries to run point tomorrow. This is going to be a sort of interesting game to watch the flow of, because I can promise you, the Warriors don't even want to play, and the Lakers don't even want to win.
This is like an epic tank job, right? It's the Lakers are defying the Lakers. Like, D'Angelo Russell is hitting game winners, and Jeannie Buss is like having an ulcer. It's unbelievable. Like, who can he bring? There was a game he sat the good players at halftime, and they still won. I don't even know what he can do. It's like he just can't. He's got to bring the D-League defenders, because these dudes are like going to win the game. That's what, the Lakers are going to win tomorrow with scrubs, with like JV scrubs, and the Warriors won't play that well, and D'Angelo Russell is going to hit a game winner, and they're going to lose the lottery pick. That's what's going to happen. Book it.
Feels like it. Feels like it. Let D'Angelo hit another one, but make this one from 40 out. And then bam.
They'll be like, give me your jersey. You're done here. We're trading you, man.
I'm going to take
it. Our season.
I like to think that sports are always on the up and up, but I can promise you there is no way the NBA is going to let the Lakers die on the vine for the next 10 years. And that's what missing the next two drafts would kind of do to them. There's no way they're going to let that happen. I'm not saying they're going to freeze an envelope and give you the Patrick Ewing treatment, but I'm going to be stunned if the NBA lets a ping pong ball kill the Los Angeles Lakers.
Look, you got to do that every now and again, right? Just to balance the power. But if the Lakers get that, aren't the Knicks like, yo, we've been on the vine for like 25 years.
Yeah.
Can we get some love? Can we get a top pick?
Mark Jackson's still trying to, Phil Jackson still trying to put in a triangle.
Still trying to put in the triangle. Exactly. That there's the problem right there with the Knicks. They're like, get rid of triangle, we'll give you a draft pick.
Man, it is always good to talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good luck with the book. We'll continue to plug it until you're atop the New York Times bestseller list.
Just so you know, I'm out for tomorrow night too. My name is right on the list behind Draymond Green.
Look at that. Out. Marcus Thompson, out. What is the reason? It's not rest. It's just relaxation, correct?
I'm going to pull something. I'm going to call it, you know, how about hand cramps from doing all these book signings?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I like that.
It's got
hand cramps.
Grade 2 pinky ring sprain. Got to miss a game. Thank you, Marcus.
Grade 2 palm Charlie horse.
That palm Charlie horse. That'll ruin your season. Thank you, Marcus. Marcus Thompson, Bay Area News Group. We've got one segment left. If you'd like to be a part of it, 888-957-9570. We went over arm wrestling, hypocrisy. why Steph Curry rejected a church service in holy water for his ankle. We've gone over everything. Really, all we need to find out when we come on back is if Loretta got her money's worth. The answer we've all been waiting for since 3 o'clock. Next, here on 95.7 The Game. Tarps, tarps, go away. We never want to see you another day. Dave Cavill, just gold star. Every single day this guy shows up to work, he gets a gold star. And A's fans are going to have available to them the rest of the year $15 upper deck tickets, regardless of the opponent. It's a fantastic idea. It really, really is. It is our final segment of this, a four-hour show.
We don't get a lot of those lately.
No, well, look.
Now baseball's here, and then playoffs and Warriors. It's far and few between.
Far and few between, indeed. We want to let everyone know what's coming up tomorrow, sort of a convoluted follow the leader day. Tomorrow, A's baseball, 95.7 The Game, and KBLX. The A's will start here on 95.7 The Game, and then should, and it's going to happen, the Warriors get going, they're going to be over on KBLX. So Warriors are here on this station. Sounds like a good idea to me to wrap up a regular season. The Sharks are going to be on KFOX. So just follow the musical family of Cluster here, and you'll be able to get whatever you want. By the way, we're tracking a little bit of Major League history tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Cespedes, by the way, just in case you A's fans were really enjoying your day and you're like the Tarps news and all that stuff, let me just stick it in and break it off just for a second.
Remind us how it used to be.
Cespedes is sitting on a 3-home run game. In the seventh inning, he was just up to bat, and he cracked a double.
Wow.
So he could get another shot at the rare 4-home run game if this Mets lineup turns over one more time before the ninth inning gets up. So, wow. I'm guessing the Mets are ahead. I'm guessing they're leading this game. Okay, they are ahead. So we'll see what happens. Sorry about the Cespedes news, but everything else was good.
The Oakland Park and Recreation.
You're going to go and have more recreations in the upper deck than you've ever had in the last few summers. I'm not even going to get into the fact that they've told us that once the opening day attendance number is locked in, it has to stay there. That's been the reason why we can't take the tarps off for 4th of July. We can't take the tarps off for Bay Bridge Series. We can't take the tarps off for Memorial Day. All of those total bold-faced, cheap Lou Wolf lies, we never have to deal with them ever again.
No.
The Cavalcium.
I love that.
My favorite dive bar in the Bay Area. Let's go to Albert. Albert in Santa Cruz. Albert, thank you very much. What do you got?
Hey, Damon. Love the show.
Thank you.
Completely. What I was going to call to tell you is, you know, Jake, the name you're looking for is that old William H. Macy movie called The Cooler, where he would come in, he had such bad luck, he'd show up, and anybody who had a hot hand in poker or dice, they immediately went cold and started losing.
It was a great movie. Great movie. William H. Macy's spectacular in it. What, Maria Bello? Is that the female?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is fantastic in it. Alec Baldwin is really good as the Shangri-La casino operator. It's a great movie.
Yeah. So Drake is the cooler to the Warriors.
He really is. Drake is the cooler. How about this? He's the Canadian cooler. That's who he is.
Yes, he is.
Thank you very much. Albert, appreciate it. Yeah, seriously. It's nice that Drake is a fan and has money that allows him unfettered courtside access to the NBA and a trip behind the velvet ropes, because every rapper wishes he could play basketball and every guy in the NBA wishes he were a rapper. So there's a lot of crossover there. But yeah, Drake needs to be escorted out of the building by Joe Lacob the next time he sees him around the Warriors in the postseason. Be like, hey, Drizzy, beat it. Take your act back to Moose Jaw until mid-January.
It's like security gets their rundown for the day and his picture's on there. Do not let him in.
Right. Mid-June. Excuse me. Not mid-January. But yeah, seriously. Back to Saskatchewan. We got games to win around here. This is the 2-1-1 in Fremont. What's up, 2-1-1?
What's up, brother?
How are you?
I got a question for you, speaking of Tarps. Hey, I'm a season ticket holder. Raiders are going to be here for a little longer. For the farewell tour, why haven't they or can't they, and what's the reason they can't take that tarp off?
I don't know what the actual reason is. I know that it'll be nothing more than a sequence of excuses. Again, the Raiders had so little money to take care of that they had to go ask for money to go relocate their franchise to Las Vegas. I don't understand it. I've been saying tape that tarp off and donate 7,500 tickets, whatever the seating capacity is up there, to a sequence of 8 different charities. Let the charities either sell the tickets as a fundraiser, let them either give them away to kids, boys and girls clubs, kids with perfect attendance, kids who got A-pluses in the Oakland City School District, and those who are participating in the Oakland Park and Recreations, maybe give them a whole bunch of block of tickets to give away. After all, that's Ricky Henderson Field they're looking at.
The Oakland Park and Recreation.
So I don't know.
The only reason I'm asking is because there's also a waiting list for season tickets, so it doesn't make any sense at all, which nothing ever does out of Oakland Raiders headquarters.
And I think you're on to something, don't you? Nothing here makes sense. Thank you very much for the call. Damon, Drake is not a cooler. He's a wine cooler. Oh, look at you. Going Bartles and James on the guy. So I'm not here to endorse, nor am I here to demean Drake. Drake is a reality. That's the way I look at it. Drake is a guy who is really all over the radio. He doesn't have songs that make me like, get it off. He doesn't put out albums that make me go out and buy his albums either. Drake is what I call radio friendly.
Yeah.
He's on the radio. He doesn't rub me the wrong way. Not a huge fan, but he's got a signature sound. He's got a unique voice. I give him all the full credit for that. I really do. What I do like about the guy is I've seen him work 2 Warrior games now. Work the crowd. This guy is nice.
Yeah.
He is so attentive. He stops. He takes selfies. He shakes hands. 7-year-old girls want their picture taken with Drake, and he sits down and kneels next to him and smiles big, happy smile. Like anyone who's good to their fans who can play the I'm too cool for school card. I mean, he's got a security detail that if the Golden State Warriors and Drake's security got into a fight, Golden State Warriors aren't going to the playoffs. Like he's got
security.
He walks around with a Raiders offensive line.
Yeah.
And is awfully nice, and I do respect that. You know who else has been awfully nice? Our friend Loretta.
Yes, she has been.
Loretta was incredibly generous with a kind donation, a very expensive donation, to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame to come on in here and hang out with us today. Our back-and-forth banter has been electric. Loretta, did you enjoy your time here today?
Yes, I did. I had a great time. Thank you guys both very much.
We really appreciate you coming in. We really appreciate that there are generous people like you who, number one, listen to the show.
Yes.
Number two, give back to the community through a donation to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. We thank you very, very much, and I'm glad that we met.
I am too.
It was a lot of fun having you in.
It was great.
Yeah.
It would have been better with tamales.
But still.
That
almost
wasn't
as good as the tarps coming off.
It almost is.
Almost.
It almost is. Gianna, thank you, sort of.
You're welcome, sort of.
Want to say thank you to
Kumbaya.
Aldi. Thank you to Bouton Vixen. Thank you to Keith Law, Tony Bruno, Tim Roy, Bruce Jenkins, Marcus Thompson. And coming up next, Behind the Arc. Or Beyond the Arc. Excuse me, Beyond the Arc. Not Behind the Arc. I think that starred Linda Lovelace. Beyond the Arc, that stars Tim Roy. Very different programs. Tim Roy coming up next. Thanks for tuning in. Loretta, one more time, thanks to you. Thanks to everyone. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that. He's gone. Derek! Charity! Money! Totally ripped off, Loretta! Ripped off! She knew it! In 25 minutes!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.